Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Another live transmission that gets completely under the skin of the devil-worshipping tyrant seizing control of our planet. It's Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. And we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast again today. Wow, the world is really waking up. Without even looking, I've seen a bunch of big comedians on national television. Edward Snowden, the former big NSA whistleblower, he's gone public. Cy Hirsch has come out. And they're all saying what we all know. This UFO hysteria is 100% a distraction for the entire agenda of the New World Order falling apart in front of our faces. The Nord Stream being blown up. All the Epstein files starting to come out. The open borders, the imploding economy, inflation exploding in its acceleration upward yet again. The expanding war in Ukraine. All of it is nothing but a distraction. A much bigger distraction than the Super Bowl was. Super Bowl hit 6-year audience high with 113 million viewers on Fox alone. And what position are we in now? A better position or a worse position watching the bread and circuses? Meanwhile, two more trains derail across the U.S. after Ohio catastrophe. Harrison Smith's going to be popping in. He's been doing a great job weekday mornings with American Journal, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, really focusing in on it. I've done some research into it as well. You know, it's bizarre. A few years ago, they shot a movie of a train derailing in the same town, blowing up in a chemical explosion. Very, very bizarre to see life imitating art and to see the government claiming it's safe when they know it's deadly, toxic, and poisonous. Reminds us of how many other disasters that our loving government has covered up and told us was safe, namely 9/11 and all the poison dust. Huge news on the emerging viruses front. Bird flu may mutate to kill more than 50% of humans who catch it as a result of unprecedented outbreaks sweeping mammals, experts fear. Of course, the UN's been warning of that being imminent. And remember, they're a bunch of depopulationists. Yahoo News, USA Today, they're all reporting, little by little, they're winning. Tide turns in key Ukraine city updates as Russian offensive begins. We're also going to look at the trend happening more and more of governments openly spying without warrants on populations with hidden cameras and microphones, including in light poles and other infrastructure. I already mentioned this, but here's some of the headlines on that front. Biden economy, inflation up 6.4 on top of what it was a year ago. Higher than expected, household budget stressed, strained, and broken. Well, that's the plan. And if you think you're going to live in an underground cash economy and survive and buy that baby food, think again, ladies and gentlemen. 87 new IRS agents to target the working class. Rhode Island bill would make it possible for illegal immigrants to vote. DeSantis has now secured $10 million in funding from the legislature to ship illegal aliens to the sanctuary cities. And the New York mayor is now being criticized by Canada because he's shipping the illegal aliens to Canada. So it's just ship them all around while the UN ships them into our country. Why don't we talk about the source of the problem instead of moving these people around all over the place who are economic and cultural refugees from the policies of the lockdowns and the New World Order? That is just some of what we are going to cover on this big broadcast today as we go in through and beyond. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The coordinates of the resistance are at man.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, and conspiracyfact.info. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Open phones and more. Stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Powerful combine of major corporations working their governments and media to control and dumb down and dispossess the public would be best described as magicians or con artists, sleight of hand, smoke and mirror, carnival barkers. And the world is awakening. We have two different futures, the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. Snowden says UFO hysteria is engineered distraction from Nord Stream pipeline bombshell. Yes, that's what we said last week. And Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch has come out and said the same thing. A lot of comedians are saying the same thing. In fact, let's play clip one first before we get to the Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby and his clown world, pointing out what the so-called UFO shootdowns are really all about.
Hi, I'm Tom Green, and forgot to mention the other reason this UFO information is coming out now is because they're trying to distract us all from the fact that we're about to get released the Epstein Island list, as well as what's going on in Palestine, Ohio, with the train derailment and the chemical release of chemicals into the air, which is being called possibly as bad as Chernobyl, and the fact that World War III might be about to start in the Ukraine war between USA, Russia, and China. So that's what's going on. Good to see you guys. Hope you guys are having a great day. There's UFOs.
Bingo, Tom Green. Snowden says UFO hysteria is engineered distraction from Nord Stream pipeline. We can put his tweet up on screen. He says it's not aliens. I wish it were aliens, but it's not aliens. It's just the old engineered panic, an attractive nuisance ensuring that these servile reporters get assigned to investigate balloon BS rather than budgets or bombings a la Nord Stream. But don't worry, the Biden administration has come out and told us that it's not aliens after their people said it could be aliens, including the head of NORAD. Biden administration forming team to study unidentified aerial objects. U.S. doesn't know what shot down Lake Huron object is and doesn't rule out a UFO. What is a UFO? It's unidentified. So they still haven't identified it. It is a UFO. That has a connotation of aliens. It's not. Here's an interesting factoid. First Sinewinder missile targeting object over Lake Huron missed at a cost of $400,000. So it took two of them to hit it. That's $800,000 to blow up a little craft. Don't let balloons distract you from the global economic collapse, says Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge. Big article, an interview with Cy Hirsch speaks out. You have to hold the president to account for blowing up Nord Stream and not be distracted. I totally and completely agree with those statements. Now, before we move into two more trains to derail, on top of the Ohio catastrophe and the latest weaponized virus news, and then what's happening with the economy and more, let's go ahead and look at this report out of USA Today, also republished in Yahoo News. Little by little, they are winning. Tide turns in key Ukraine city, which is the Stalingrad type of battle that we saw in World War II happening, repeating in Ukraine. Updates as Russian offensive begins. So USA Today is about as CIA as it gets. I'd say the Thoroughbreds, obviously the Washington Post. But when you look at this, what did I tell you 3 days ago? What did I tell you 2 days ago? What did I say yesterday? I said about 3 weeks ago, I believe that they will launch, the Russians will launch their second big offensive of the last year, a much larger offensive with 500,000 troops and 2,000 plus tanks and armored vehicles before the anniversary on the 24th. Just from researching things and making my dead reckoning assumption. And then I said that I believe the offensive has already begun and that Putin is not going to announce it because of political fallout. That's how you would up the ante in an invasion, but not try to up the threat continuum to the next rung on the ladder. And now mainstream press from CNN to ABC News to USA Today, to you name it, are saying that the invasion, the second big offensive, has begun. Just like I told you last October, I believe the Russians would invade by the end of February, and of course that happened. And just pointing out that God gave us interesting minds, didn't he? When I just go with my deep research and then just lean back and say, I believe the invasion has already begun. The second invasion has begun. The answer is correct, isn't it? That's not being grabbed out of the air. That's called knowledge and wisdom to be able to then make that analysis. And all of you obviously have that to some degree, many of you more than I do. That's why it's important for you to stand up and be leaders in your area, whether it's to 10 people or 1,000 or 1,000,000, because that's how we change the world. And the globalists are all about making you feel stupid and ineffectual so you won't be on the field of reality and on the battlefield of minds. And again, this is pretty much purely a ground war now. The Russians have been using missiles to take out Ukrainian infrastructure and weapons. But because they got hurt so badly by the giant stockpile of Western high-tech ground-to-air missiles, you're not seeing a bunch of Russian aircraft and helicopters flood in like you saw last time. This is about as close to a ground war, as a pure ground war, as you're going to get. And now they're just going to take the last few cities and towns that was Putin's original goal in the east of Ukraine as a buffer zone controlling the east and the south of Crimea. And then he will harden those points and declare that the war is over. But don't think for a minute the West and Zelensky are going to stop. So all Putin's done is move the front lines of the war that's been going on for 9 years, the proxy war, then a hybrid war, now a pure hot war, leading to possible nuclear war. All he's done is driven those lines 50 to 100 miles, to the case of Crimea, 200 miles in the south into Ukraine proper. And so the war is not going to end anytime soon, and Putin has boxed himself into a corner, but so has the West, because we're going to get to articles where Europe has spent hundreds of billions of dollars trying to hide the real cost of energy and things from the population, bring them deeper into debt, but they still can't hide it. And then as the West pumps in more and more heavy weapons, this is just continue to escalate and only ends bad if it doesn't stop now. This is called a stalemate, and nobody wins but the central banks that consolidate power and control and get people in deeper debt. Russia has already begun its expected spring offensive in Ukraine, sending thousands of additional troops in an attempt to overwhelm Ukraine's defenses. NATO Security Secretary General said yesterday evening. So, there you have the head of NATO saying the new offensive began yesterday. He did call that one. I think that's called nailing it. I'm not bragging or anything. It's just I really thank God for the brains we've been given. I know a lot of you got good brains, too. Why don't we use them? We're going to give the rest of the story when we come back and make some more predictions here that could happen depending on different...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Go through the rest of the World War III stack in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to look at the three massive train derailments of the last week and the government response to that, and a point that a U.S. senator made on Tucker's show last night, how they keep us distracted with the Black National Anthem and all the race garbage, while our infrastructure is undoubtedly falling apart around us. And I've had quite a lot of family that worked for the railroad. My dad worked for the railroad when he was going through medical school for 4 years. And he knows quite a bit about it. And anybody that knows anything about it knows that we have the worst railroads in the modern world. I'll explain what's really going on coming up, but it's just one more example of how this country has been allowed to rot for 50 years. That's coming up. Then we're going to look at, again, the big developments with new weaponized viruses. They're getting ready. Could not be more important. The economy and more. But Harrison Smith will be with us the next few segments because he's been really digging into this to talk about it with me. But let me make a very exciting announcement. It's been sold out for almost a year. And it was a very popular product. I can tell you that I've been upset that it was not there because I got dramatic results in my gut health from this product. Restocked for the first time in, I guess they put in my notes, over a year. I thought it was less than that. InfoWars Life Prebiotic Fiber is back and 40% off. And I'm not going to go over the entire write-up on this, but you absolutely need to get it. It's in a new container, but it's the same amazing formula. They couldn't get the previous container it was in, so we have it in another container. That's part of the supply chain breakdowns. It's got organic acacia fiber of the highest quality, unbleached and unmodified by chemicals, clinically studied for its prebiotic benefits. We could buy a similar formula to this for about a third the price, but it's all bleached. It's inorganic. That is, it's not organic. It's from an organic base, but not certified organic. And it's not the same quality. Organic apple fruit fiber, a mixture of soluble prebiotic fiber and insoluble bulk forming fiber. Organic flaxseed is known for its soluble fiber ability to absorb water and increase its size to create a feeling of fullness. It's also good for dieting. Organic blueberry and fruit fiber, it's the equivalent of each little scoop of a whole package of blueberries, is known for containing antioxidants, good from the skin of the blueberry, as well as providing a high-quality fiber. Organic cranberry fruit fiber, it's not just good for your guts, but very good for your kidneys and bladder. Dried, unsweetened cranberry fruit is high in fiber, as well as vitamin C, antioxidants, vitamin E, and vitamin K. This is a great formula, and at $23, you're not going to find anything of this quality near that price. It's a high-end product for about 30-40% off what you would find at the stores for, and that's when it's not discounted. When it's discounted, it is an insanely good deal. So, the prebiotic fiber back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big prebiotic fiber summary at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest you read it. And I suggest you just take it. It's a month's supply. Take a scoop every day in your water. Doesn't taste bad. Just gulp it down. And you're going to see dramatic effects. Everybody that takes it does. Also, take your focus a little clearer to the next level. BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus, two different nootropics, are both 50% off as well. They're both amazing. Ultra is my favorite because, you know, I've got to work late at night, or my wife wants to go out to dinner with friends or something, and it's we got a babysitter at 7 o'clock at night, and I want to go to bed at 8 o'clock. I just take a half dropper under the tongue. It hits really quick, 10 to 15 minutes, and goes away in 2 to 3 hours. It's a very interesting formula, and it's my favorite combination of natural stimulants out there. BrainForce Plus is great. Lasts 5 to 6 hours. It's a good, strong, clean energy boost as well and helps focus the mind. Those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Ultimate Krill Oil and Ultimate Fish Oil are 50% off. They're really good for your body as well. All of this at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is what keeps the broadcast on the air. And I thank you for supporting us as we support you. There's no broadcast like it. I wish there were more, but we are the best there is. And that's not saying a lot, but it's just the truth. That means this whole family of guest callers, myself, this crew. Little by little, they are winning. Tide turns in Ukraine City and many other battlefield areas. USA Today. U.S. Today. Little by little, Russia is winning key ground war. French historian, World War III has already begun. I agree with that statement. Former president of Italy and current member of parliament blames Zelensky. Berlusconi blames Zelensky for Ukraine war. All he had to do was stop attacking the Donbass, and this would not have happened. Putin told them that. He told him that. We will not enable escalation of conflict that may lead to World War III. Elon Musk tells off lefty astronaut Scott Kelly at the Super Bowl to stop pushing for the end of the world. Paranoid Putin only travels by special armored trains as he fears an assassination. You have world leaders calling for his assassination, U.S. senators, you name it, and then he's paranoid? Okay. You're not paranoid if you're protecting yourself and they're out to get you. Biden suddenly orders release of another 26 million barrels for the strategic oil reserve, not for America, but for China, the lowest the strategic oil reserve has ever been. Ron Paul wrote an excellent article that's on InfoWars.com for the Ron Paul Institute that we'll be reading later in the next hour. I want to read the whole thing. It's not that long, but it's very important. How we can stop the coming war with Russia, Ron Paul. Tanker rates on oil tankers to haul gasoline soar 400% after the Russian sanctions, not hurting us, is what Biden claims, but it is hurting the American people big time. You can look at the prices there and see that for yourself. So they claim the war isn't hurting the people. That's a lie. Here's an example. Europe has spent 792 billion euros to shield citizens from energy crisis using government money to buy the energy and then passing it on. But that still is going to be paid in taxes and in interest later. 792 billion. Yeah, not hurting the people. Charting the global decline in consumer confidence. Big article from Zero Hedge on that. Russian nuke bombers fly near Alaska as Putin taunts U.S. after UFO was shot down. Russia abandons wartime. Russians are leaving and abandoning wartime Russia in historic exodus because they know how dangerous World War III is. And it goes on and on from there. All right. Harrison Smith, let's get him ready. Let's get him suited up. Let's get him on the field on the serious situation with the train derailments and the giant toxic nightmare taking place in Ohio. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Well, newly elected patriot J.D. Vance, who's defended my free speech, great guy, knocked it out of the park last night with Tucker Carlson, pointing out that a lot of the globalist politicians, mainly the Democratic Party, but also some of the Republican Party, are diverting us from real issues with distractionary ones. And I know we all know that, but it's important to educate the other sheeple about it if they're to be free.
J.D. Vance is a senator in the U.S. Senate. He represents the state of Ohio. We're happy to have him join us tonight. Senator, thank you so much for coming on tonight. The tragedy in Palestine, in your state, kind of points up that something is kind of wrong with the fundamentals. I mean, if there are hundreds of train derailments, like, who's paying attention to this stuff and trying to prevent it?
Well, Tucker,
We've had hundreds of train derailments after we spent over $1 trillion on infrastructure in this country. Yes, so the fact that this isn't getting obviously better is a major indictment of the people spending the money and what they're spending the money on. Now, we know if you listen to Secretary Buttigieg today that they are focused more on whether we have too many white men in construction jobs than he is on the fundamentals of his job, which is ensuring we have a viable transportation infrastructure in this country. And unfortunately, my constituents in East Palestine have been some of the main victims of the fact that we have failing infrastructure in our country, again, after spending tons of money in an effort to actually fix it. So the problem we have, Tucker, is that we are ruled by unserious people who are worried about fake problems instead of the real fact that our country is falling apart in some of the most important ways. You mentioned the Environmental Protection Agency. Of course, it says it right there. It should be focused on clean air, clean water. It's the thing that I'm most focused on for the people of East Palestine, but so often they're focused on environmental racism and other ridiculous things instead of fixing the problem that they are established to fix.
You got elected to the Senate in part because you said, look, the people that I grew up with, in your case, literally that you grew up with and are related to, are dying of drugs, and no one in Washington seems to care. This seems a corollary to that. They talk a lot about the environment and environmental racism, but this seems like an actual environmental disaster. I don't detect any urgency from the EPA or from Washington at all. Is it because these are not their voters?
I think that's a big part of it. I think that the entire country, the media complex, the leaders of this country have decided to disregard the people of East Palestine. If you look at the way that this story has been covered, if it's been covered at all, it's about how, you know, there are poor people in East Palestine who have been victimized by this disaster. Well, of course that's true, but you want journalists asking tough questions about what's going on. You want to know, for example, what level of vinyl chloride is actually acceptable in the water. I've been trying to get an answer to that question for days. I haven't been able to get an answer to it. Why is vinyl chloride showing up in the Ohio River in West Virginia and Cincinnati, hundreds of miles away from where this accident took place? There are a lot of questions, and we don't, unfortunately, have a media that's actually interested in asking those questions and answering them.
It's just crazy. All these people are like defacing paintings because they care about the earth. If you care about the earth, clean air and water is the first step. I mean, it's like, anyway, I appreciate it. If you can't get an answer as a sitting U.S. senator from the state affected, that just tells you everything right there. Thank you, Senator.
We're working it, Tucker. Thank you.
Amen.
Whether it's the balloons they're trying to say are aliens as a distraction from the Nord Stream pipeline or the Jeffrey Epstein list about to come out, or black national anthems at the Super Bowl, it's all just window dressing, candy coating on the poison of the decision, really since the 1970s, to not rebuild America and to deindustrialize us. And no matter how much money is shoveled into it, it's all just raked out and transferred to China and other globalist investment zones. That's what the New World Order is economic warfare against the people of the once great Western world, because they don't want the populations of the world aspiring to what America and Europe and places like Australia and New Zealand and the UK used to be. They want everything to be an equal hellhole while the powerful elites live in their own gated sectors and reservations. And I know that the host of American Journal weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Harrison Smith, has been all over this like white on rice. There's so many facets to this. We just obviously heard Tucker there dealing with the distractionary issues, how they're not focusing, but them lying and saying it's safe, just like 9/11 and the deadly dust saying it was safe. When they knew it was a death sentence and told folks they didn't even need respirators in the cleanup crews. And now upwards of half the people that were in the cleanup are dead. The whole area is a giant national waste site, basically, or a Superfund site, but it's undeclared Superfund site. But then you've got the National Guard roughing up journalists. You've got them basically declaring unofficial martial law, investigations of that. You've got more train derailments, two more train derailments in East Texas and then other areas. A lot of craziness unfolding. Harrison Smith, what's your boil down of this?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's so many angles to this. It's almost overwhelming. But the simple boil down is It's bad. It's really bad. It's worse possibly than we even know. And mainstream media is hardly covering it. So, of course, we're having to get information from people on the ground. And thank God that we actually have social media somewhat free at this point to where people can get this information out. But, I mean, it looks like as soon as this train went over, it was sort of which worst-case scenario are you going with. So what happened was this train falls over. And then they say it's about to explode. And they say the explosion will be a mile in diameter. I mean, it'll be essentially a tactical nuclear weapon with the added chemicals on top of that. So in desperation, they poke holes in the side, drain all of the vinyl chloride, which is hugely carcinogenic with like unique liver cancers that it causes and all sorts of other stuff, into a big trench on the side of the railroad. And they decided to blow it up. So we covered this for 2 hours on American Journal. And we actually, for the second hour, opened up the phone calls to experts to talk about this. And we had somebody in environmental remediation call in who actually said this was probably the right thing to do, because vinyl chloride, what happens is when it's in the air, it's like rubbing alcohol. It evaporates really quickly. But when it's in the ground, it seeps into the ground and it off-gasses for years or maybe decades after that. So if you let it get into the soil, I mean, that's it. It's over. It's carcinogenic and it's there forever. So they wanted to explode it, but of course, then it's a giant cloud that goes over several states.
And so they lie and say it's not bad for you.
Well, now they're saying that it's not in the water. It's safe to come back. And then you've got people posting on TikTok, like, I just walked into my house and everything smells like chlorine. And, you know,
there's animals dying everywhere.
Our animals are dying everywhere. So, yeah.
The point is, they're lying instead of being honest.
Well, absolutely, they're lying and they're covering it up and they're completely ignoring what seems to have caused this, which is the Biden administration's quiet war with the train unions, where essentially trains are hardly staffed to an appropriate measure. They're skipping safety measures.
That's why we've seen some of the strikes.
Well, this is all as a consequence of the strikes. We actually had a train conductor, train engineer call in yesterday and totally confirmed that and said it's almost impossible to get capable people on staff anymore. And this was just a disaster waiting to happen, essentially.
And we had two more. We had one in South Carolina and one in East Texas, huge ones.
Yeah, and these were a little different, though, because the one in Houston, at least, was a truck that it hit, an 18-wheeler that it hit. So that was somewhat unexpected, while the occurrence in Ohio had to do with a failure to either pay attention to the alarm or the alarm didn't go off. Basically, they have these hot boxes that measures the temperature of the axles of the train, and it shows that an alarm actually went off something like 20 miles away from Ohio, but the train was never stopped. The emergency application was never applied, and it went off the rail. So, I mean, again,
and that's just like the Deepwater Horizon.
Yep.
All their alarms were going off. The whole rig was falling apart. And then they had them drill the deepest well ever drilled. And then they said, we're going to put concrete in the hole. We're just going to let seawater with pressure hold it in. And the engineers, as we said, it'll explode. And the company said, we don't care. We'll save $2 billion, dollars if this works on our next few rigs. Do it as a test. And it blew up. It just shows insanity.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just blew up an underwater pipeline to get back at Russia on Nord Stream. So it's like, and a lot of people are asking, are we under, I saw yesterday all over Twitter, are we under attack? It's like, first of all, yes, we are obviously under attack.
But hundreds of food processing plants blow up.
It's endless, right? And so whether it was an accident or on purpose, it's the same people at the helm. It's the same people in the charge. And it's the same people that are being covered up for by the mainstream media who aren't covering this to nearly the extent that it deserves. I mean, it's almost impossible to describe the ecological disaster that we're witnessing unfold.
And it's only going to get worse because the globalists said at the Rio de Janeiro 1992 meeting, they want a post-industrial world. This is a plan. We'll talk about the Great Reset when we come back with Harrison Smith.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's had its challenges.
Right.
I mean, if you look at what the American transportation systems have faced in the last 2 or 3 years, partly because of the pandemic, we've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations. Mm-hmm. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
The technocrats are on record that they're going to slowly shut off our civilization, our energy, our transportation infrastructure, our farming, and all the staple production crops that we've had, from beef to every other piece of the economy. And you ask why, if they own pretty much everything and control it, why would they do that? Because they're at war with us, and as things get more scarce, they will consolidate even more power and more control over us. Because if someone is poor and can't even feed themselves, you can dictate to them how they're going to live their lives. This is a very simple equation. It's the post industrial world. And you have hundreds of attacks that have led back to Antifa. They get arrested all the time, derailing trains, setting fires all over the country. And the media suppresses that. Facebook and Twitter and Google would suppress it when they got arrested. And you've got Extinction Rebellion funded by the big central banks and the Rothschilds out running around blocking trains and blocking roads and attacking blue-collar commuters. And you've got all over the Western world the equivalent of the IRS, and including IRS here, ramping up and saying their main focus is working poor. The plan is Cloward and Piven to make capitalism fail so you will go on welfare that is social credit score controlled. Harrison Smith, host of American Journal Weekly Mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com. Your view on where this is going? I think the public's waking up to it. What do we do?
Well, you get prepared as best you can. And, of course, if you're one of the 5 million people that get your drinking water from the Ohio River, you definitely filter your water and you make sure that, if you taste anything strange, try bottled for a little while. But, yeah, I had a caller again this morning talking about the egg situation with all of the egg destruction, the food shortages. And it seems like the obvious conclusion is exactly what you just said. They're attempting to destroy any sustainability that we have as human beings. I got chickens in my backyard. We get eggs from them. I mean, that's totally free. They aren't involved in any way. They can't stop me from doing that. They're trying to stop that from even being a possibility.
And you don't need exterminators because the chickens eat all the bugs.
Exactly. And if you can grow, I mean, the earth is there. I mean, it's bountiful. You can plant seeds, grow the crops, eat the crops. No bureaucracy involved.
But what's Monsanto and the rest of the companies doing?
Exactly.
They've been buying up tens of thousands of heirloom seeds, literally putting them in vaults, and then only selling us seeds that don't produce more crops.
And so, exactly. And so this,
that's a microcosm.
You've got the Ohio River. Ohio River, just some stats for you, serves 10% of the U.S. population. Over 30 million people rely on the Ohio River, including 5 million people who get their drinking water from the Ohio River. Combine that with the Colorado River.
Well, then the media makes fun of us when we say the water supply is tainted in most areas, filter it, and then sell water filters that are the highest quality, highest rated. We're bad for saying, it's been big national news stories everywhere, the hundreds of them over the years, that we're evil saying you need to filter your water. And we're trying to make money off selling you something to protect yourself. Well, obviously, I want to sell you stuff that's good for you. What, am I supposed to sell you poison?
Well, and that's sort of the same as all of this stuff. Whether it's on accident or on purpose, you should be protecting yourself. Whether they're putting chemicals in the water, all the stuff that they put
in. Remember them suppressing therapeutics, arresting doctors that said take vitamin D and vitamin C as a preventative when it's on the CDC website? They arrested doctors in Texas and Michigan and other areas 2.5-3 years ago saying therapeutics don't work, vitamins don't work. Again, they've attacked us everywhere because we sell supplements saying they're good for you. These people are out to get you. And I know the public understands that, but my goodness, folks, this is so obvious.
I know. And I mean, this is just the latest salvo. People, again, on Twitter were yesterday going, are we under attack? These UFOs, these trains? It's like, you've been under attack for 10 years at this point. It's good you're realizing it now, but please catch up because we got a lot of ground to make up here.
What do you make of the balloons? What do you make of the pipeline? I agree with Cy Hirsch and with Edward Snowden that they've called the balloons UFOs to scare people to distract from the pipeline news and other news.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I also think that the Chinese balloon, the first one, the big one that got everybody's attention, I think that was really a wake-up call. I don't think these balloons are a new phenomenon. I think we've ignored them before now. I think that there's been lots of just little balloons, little signatures on radar that they just sort of brush off, and now they're not brushing that off anymore, and they're just going after everything. So I don't think the balloons are necessarily a new phenomenon. I think our reaction to it is a new phenomenon and is telling that our elite are a little bit nervous about what's going on.
Harrison, I think you're 100% correct. We're going to play clip 7 here of Kirby, the Defense Department spokesman. Now listen to this. Listen to this quote. He says, this has been going on under Trump, but he didn't know, we knew. Now, we know it came out last week that the Pentagon decided not to tell the President of the United States, their commander-in-chief, so that when it came out that there had been a bunch of balloons in his administration that they'd ignored sent over by China that come across over the Arctic, down over Alaska, and then down over the west, over the central part, and then exiting over the Carolinas and on their way back to China, surveilling us, they could carry weapons platforms, you name it. Well, that was such an incredible admission. And then now Kirby makes the admission offhandedly that, well, the White House didn't know, the administrations didn't know, but we knew, as if the Pentagon is its own separate thing. Here's the clip.
But we were able to determine that China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it. We tracked it. And we have been carefully studying it to learn as much as we can. We know that these PRC surveillance balloons have crossed over dozens of countries on multiple continents around the world, including some of our closest allies and partners. We assessed that at this time, these balloons have provided limited additive capabilities to the PRC's other intelligence platforms used over the United States. But in the future, if the PRC continues to advance this technology, it certainly could become more valuable to them.
All right, so everything Admiral John Kirby just said was from a carefully prepared script, not a slip of the tongue. The administration, the previous administration, did not detect it. The Pentagon detected it and didn't tell us. So that's a message to the world. These presidents are puppets. A message to the Chinese and others, the Pentagon is in control. We now know from all the documents they ran, the development of COVID-19, the release of it, the poison shot, all of it, Moderna and Pfizer were just front companies. Harrison Smith.
Yeah, and of course, the previous Pentagon spokesperson or whoever it was, the major general was saying that they didn't want to tell Trump because they didn't want him to overreact. They withheld this information about Chinese incursions onto American mainland with spying devices because they didn't trust Trump. I mean, that is an open admission. Combine that with General Milley calling China to comfort them and say, don't worry, we're not going to do anything. And if we do, we'll tell you before we do it. I don't know how this is anything but treason. I mean, when you have these people usurping the rightful duties of the president of the United States.
You've got Mattis and you've got Milley routinely saying we chose not to tell Trump.
Yep. I never voted for those guys. I never voted for Mattis or Milley.
Remember, they would brag, too, that he'd sign executive orders or give them an order. They just throw it away.
That is literal treason. It is a usurpation of power. And he did it with Nancy Pelosi. Where Nancy Pelosi said, I guaranteed her that I had access to the nuclear codes and Trump wouldn't be able to do anything in his last days in office. That is a right of the president of the United States as duly elected, and they usurped that from
him. And so Kirby was literally just pee-peeing in our face.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's exactly how I described what China was doing to us with the balloons. Just sort of because that's how it comes across to me, is just sort of showing we can do this now.
Harrison, stay there and do five more minutes with us. Sure. I'm going to give the phone number out and take calls. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes. But please make note of this. A great product that has been sold out for over a year, they tell me. I thought it was only like 8-9 months, is back. It's just in a new container. With the supply chain breakdowns, we couldn't get the other container. This container is just as good or better, but that's the only difference. It's back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com, 40% off, prebiotic fiber. And this is of the highest quality with organic acacia fiber, organic apple fruit fiber, organic flaxseed, organic blueberry and fruit fiber, organic cranberry fruit fiber. What it does for your gut health, what it does just for your whole body, is amazing, and it supports the broadcast, the 360 Win. Need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the prebiotic fiber now back in stock. This is one of my favorite products, and a lot of folks got upset last year we couldn't get it, and that was because the supply chain broke down for the ingredients and the container. Well, we could never get the same containers again, so again, it's a new container, new label, but the good old-fashioned, super high-quality prebiotic fiber. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus are also on sale, 50% off as well. Experience those today and keep us on air. We'll be right back with hour number two.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.